I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Bob Wisness. He's the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. Well, I know that you're on your e-tour, your environmental tour with the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Tell us what that is.
E-tour is annually, every summer, usually in June, we bring out a delegation from the Environmental Protection Agency to view how we do things in North Dakota. I guess these are usually people involved with issues of concern to our farmers, whether they be pesticide regulations, water regulations, bee issues are also another thing that are currently kind of one of the hot button issues.
And I know the tour started earlier this week. What all have you done?
Yesterday was our first full day. We visited a pesticide retail sales business where they got to see, I guess, firsthand how the chemicals are handled and distributed to farmers, and visited a chemical pesticide application business, and of course we've also enjoyed plenty of meals and travel, where we've had a lot of opportunity to visit on the road, I guess, about various issues.
Mm-hmm. What else are you going to do this week?
Well, right now we're at an aerial application business here outside of Medina, and they're going to do some pattern testing for the group, and get the airplane flying here, see how things, how the pattern testing works, how that all, and as well to see the professionalism, I guess, that is displayed by the people that are applying these pesticides, whether they're farmers or commercial applicators.
Mm-hmm. Who is all on your tour?
We have six people, Dan. Seven EPA folks that are here, and they're all with the Office of Pesticide Management, pesticide programs. So, and various aspects of that, Fate and Effects Division, and there's an economist here, and so they kind of run the gamut, I guess, of various areas of expertise. And it's been that way, almost every year, where they select a variety of people to get out in the country and see how things are done.
And what are their reactions so far?
Well, they're asking a lot of questions, which we really appreciate, I guess. So obviously they're taking a lot in and learning a lot. We're supporting a very good dialogue. This is give and take. Both sides, they're obviously getting our point of view on things, and frankly, I think, learning a lot, and I hope so. We've had very good reaction from them in years past, and I think that's happening again this year.
What are some of the hot topics that come up in your dialogue?
Well, this morning over breakfast there, we had some presenters who gave us some facts about the bee issue, the honeybee issue in the state and nationwide. So we had a beekeeper, a couple of beekeepers there, and then give their points of view. We also had a fellow from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, the bee scientist there. So we had a cross-section of people who could give us some background on the bee issues for both us as growers and for the EPA folks. Very informative.
Hmm. Yeah.
That was the morning session, and now we're like I say, we're at the aerial applicator place here and making hopefully another good impression.
Good. Way to go. Anything else we should know at all here today, Bob?
Well, we're just really proud of this e-tour. It's probably, certainly one of the highlight events that the Grain Growers Association puts on every year. A lot of other state growers groups, around the nation are actually modeling programs after it. And, and this is part of, the outreach we really need to have to, not only EPA, but various government agencies and, of course, political entities to keep the avenues of dialogue open and really have some impact on, on future regulations and legislation.
Yeah. How are the crops looking out there while you're out there?
Well, I tell you, things are looking really great in the countryside. North Dakota is just beautiful this time of year. There are some late ones, but there are also, a lot of that were seeded in a timely manner. Things are looking great.
Great. Bob, with the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, thanks for the chat this morning about your e-tour.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.